here in the USA, coming to you and thank you for standing up to Trump at your summit. And I also want to give a quick shout out to the University of Nottingham, where I received my PhD. And if there's any way, trust me, I can convince the Home Office to renew my residence permit, I would be on the first plane right there. I'd be sitting with you all in this room today at the summit. We just got some good news that Labor Secretary Andy Pusner is withdrawing his nomination. And this just goes to show that when you fight, you win. And the Fight for 15 family here in the United States fought so hard and pressured Pusner and brought out the facts when no one else was willing to talk about them in the media. And they deserve so much credit for this withdrawal of a horrible candidate that would not have protected the American workers, which is, of course, the duty of the Secretary of Labor. And you, the violations, it's just crazy to think that he was even a nominee with all of the labor violations and with two-thirds of his employees, you know, reporting sexual harassment in the workplaces at Hardee's and Carl's Jr. So now moving forward, we really have to continue to hold the Trump administration accountable for selecting another labor secretary, a nominee that is going to live up to the standards of the job and protect the American workers against harassment and violence in the workplace, who will promote fair wages and abide by the labor laws. So fortunately, we it seems like we got out of this one. However, I'm a faculty organizer with Faculty Forward Network, and I'm sorry to say that we're not as lucky with our Department of Labor, with our Department of Education pick, Betsy DeVos. And I don't know if you know much about her, but she has zero experience in the public sector education. She's never been to a public school in her life, nor have her children. And she has made a lot of proposals to privatize education, to build charter schools, which will take away money from our public education and put them into for-profit private schools. And some of these are religious schools as well. So there's an issue there with the separation of church and state. We could all together though, that's all we have left. And there's times in the U.S. right now that it seems hopeless. And that's why things like this summit that you're doing give us great hope, because we see you as a beacon of light in this turbulent storm, and you're fighting for our labor rights. Thank you. And the good of the world, that we're all, you know, interdependent. So in our global economy and elsewhere, I was an American student, you know, in your universities. I was taken care of in your country. Wouldn't it be great if we could say the reverse is true in our country? But we're seeing a lot of bad things happening. And on a daily basis, many Americans wake up and cope with the news, right? And it's not always good. We have to hold the government accountable, and we have to stand up to Trump's agenda. We need all the partners we can get in this battle, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for stepping up and standing up to Trump. No more. We've had enough, and what he's doing is unacceptable on many levels. So fight back, keep going, because when we fight together, we win together. Solidarity.